And this is Lina Live. I'm Lina Mirmond, and I hope that you are still not only remembering about our team, but also having somewhat curiosity why some of our new shows didn't take place yet. And here I am for a few minutes to inform you, to fill you in, what is going on here in our Mirmond world. Indeed, we did have some interruptions in producing new shows, but only on the air. We have a very burning fire here, full-blown energy, and we are indeed preparing a new concepts for our following shows. We're trying to be even more cosmopolitan, even more spread out, and even more accessible with our information about the world. We like to be spread out with some touch of interesting information around the world. We did have some connections already, and I do not want to open some secrets, but the most important thing is that we are somewhat changing the concept of our shows. We are changing the tune of our information. We will be even more diversified, even more sudden. In fact, my goal is to keep a surprise tone as intense as I can, not necessarily from well-known entertaining standpoint of view, but mostly from information side, to be to put us even more on a thinking chair rather than receiving already well-baked information. With all this talking around, I understand it can be a little bit annoying because it's time to say exactly what will be happening. I just will give you some more concrete glimpse of ideas. And I think the best thing is to give you an example. For example, I like to put together in one breath regarding the world we're living in. We all know that there are a number of wars taking place in our time. We certainly know about some geographical positions of those wars, and we feel closer to them if some kind of personal relationships or connections are leading to it. But we don't know much about certain specific things of certain wars which are taking a place in the world where indeed we have very thin, very frail connection. So one of the purpose of our changing formats for our programs are dedicated to bring more of a specific detail, specific information. So we will have some thinking to do. I think the major shift we have to make as a human being living in this very tumultuous world is to get information on our own, to use the internet as indeed vital and relevant source of critical points, of critical events, and then arrive to the conclusions, perhaps with the help of the media, but not to take media as a principal answer or interpretation for those critical events. So hopefully our programs will be somewhat a tuning magnets which will make your mind, your curiosity, your ability to conceptualize and to connect to certain complicated issues on your own. And this is very tough task. I would not hide from you and tell you that the process of getting this information is quite tedious, quite difficult. There are a lot of obstacles. I call them abnormal obstacles. Why? Because people are not so flexible. They're quite timid. Our society, as we all know, not as welcoming certain spontaneous, or I should say spontaneity in thinking. Yes, we became much more vigilant and much more careful, but that is sometimes becoming a very negative culprit to get communication or to receive communication from the sources which you would think normally will be welcoming any kind of new voice, new contact, new development. It's really became very quite almost would say unapproachable. Something which certainly democratic society is not welcoming. But using that word, democracy, I think it's became very tiresome. We have to be quite hypocrites to think that anything which we can expect to be open or to be discussed will be addressed from the standpoint of the most democratic society, which United States was proud for so long. That unfortunately was tarnished. And I'm saying this not to show my skepticism or disrespect or indeed some kind of a, to express some kind of a cynicism, not at all. I'm expressing, number one, my personal opinion, and number two, I'm sharing this because many people are just afraid to say so. They are thinking privately very correctly, but when it comes to communicate their thoughts, when it comes to the point when they indeed need to be themselves, that became exceedingly difficult for so many endless reasons. I like to give some concrete examples, which I promised to tell you about probably 5 minutes ago, and I'm going to do so now. I will give you an example of one war which we all know about. It's in between Russia and Ukraine. And I do not want to enter the field of saying right or wrong. That's one of the things I think we should get away as much as we can. But to get the facts, to get acquainted with the history, to take a war as a source for responsible learning, as a source of responsible understanding what is really going on, and then to come to certain conclusions as at the later points, not to look for the shortcuts. And to conclude to my sort of speak self-dialogue, which I'm addressing to all of you at the same time, I just like to say that I have a sympathy for all of us. Is it pity party? No, it is not, certainly. I would not reduce my highly sophisticated group of listeners, whom I don't see, but I feel. And therefore, I just like to say that we have tremendous amount of information which we simply cannot digest. Nothing new I'm saying, I know about this, but I just wanted to say that conflicts, contrasts, and contradictions, those are ingredients of our lives, perhaps much more than in the previous times or previous even centuries, I would say. And look at those events. I just mentioned the war. And at the same time, there are everyday very troublesome information. I learned today that there is another state which allows a marijuana. Forgive me if I'm still not pronouncing this correctly. I'm so far from using it, but shame on me, I don't even know how to pronounce it. But I hope you understand what I'm talking about. So to go further, this is one of the very complicated issues which been debating regardless of people having needs for it or don't have needs for it. But of course, the most critical information comes to people who do have a need for that, especially critically ill people. And we're all for any kind of relief. What I heard, however, that even that point is not straightforward because there is such a thing as a kosher marijuana. I couldn't believe that such complications, speaking facetiously, can be attached to this non-animal product. But indeed, what I learned that because it's a growing thing, there are some kind of insects which needs to be destroyed before marijuana will become kosher. Now, this is something which going indeed too deep and too intricate. However, what I noticed that in the news, that took about 15 minutes of the conversation. Now, the question is how important that fact is, considering the importance of using this substance for critically ill people. And that conversation led to some other very troublesome statistic, which has to do with the death from narcotics in New York State. And I'm only talking about New York State because that's the state I'm living in. There are people of a very, very young age who are dying because of the narcotics. The statistics is staggering. 140,000 people died in 2013 to 2014 from abusive use of a narcotics. So we are facing strongly this unsolvable problem. So is it the war? You can call it any way you wish, but to be in a civilized way, we are losing this war. And to be in a little bit more sophisticated states, we have to think why we're losing this war. And that is like a tiny little cell of the thought, which is leading to the giant group of thoughts of our society. So those ideas of war someplace else and war right in front of our nose, these are thoughts which I think already right there occupying our minds. And I would certainly welcome my dialogue to continue with you about that. And hopefully, we will get some peace of mind, maybe not getting some yes or no answers or solutions or some kind of magic answers, but we will be in the process of thinking, informing ourselves. And someone said so many times that information is the language for some peace of mind. I paraphrase this, but hopefully I'm as close to the thought as I want it to be. To leave you in a little bit better and lighter thought, let me talk about a very trivial thing, which is yoga. But even yoga became very, very fancy and in a sense, in its refreshing modes. So I will leave you with the thought that not only it's phenomenally known for its body wisdom, for its emotional balance, which cleaning some of our worries, but now we're talking about a certain mental state which we can, if not exercise, but experience in the moments when we can have it. For example, 10, 15 seconds. If we, I'm not suggesting you sitting at a traffic light and you expressing a yoga for yourself, but what I will suggest that use it more in a fragmented stages. So if you don't have this an hour a day or half an hour and half an hour here and there, just use it for 10, 15 seconds. Yes, with usual closing eyes. Yes, with usual listening to your breathing. Yes, for certain imagination, which is creating some kind of artistic, colorful pictures. Frankly, do whatever you can to get away and come closer to yourself for those golden 10, 15 seconds. And on this note, thank you for your wonderful support, your attention to our program. Please continue listening to us as we are repeating some of our just extraordinarily unique conversations with the scientists and thinkers of our times. And we are on our way to reconstruct, to re-symphonize our future programs. And on which note, I will send my warmest wishes to our team at BBS, to those handsome brothers whose faces we can enjoy on Facebook. And I'm all inviting you to communicate and to have this fantastic sense of friendship on the air. That was briefly Lena Life, and now we're going to the best part, the music written by Julian Lampert. Until very soon. Thank you.
Thank you.